This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's get into conversation and discussion. It's Friday on the Good Day program. Friday the 13th. Oh, my heavens. I almost forgot today was Friday the 13th. I don't know why I didn't think about that before. But at any rate, it is. And so what? I guess we get to the bottom line is, how does it affect you? It's just one of those silly superstitions. Sometimes if you believe in those things, they sort of take hold. And if you don't believe in them, no big deal, right? No biggie. The conversation this hour generated by or focused around the top stories of the week, according to folks at Talkers Magazine. The charts for the week of May 9th to 13th indicate some of the usual things. We have an opportunity to discuss some of those here. And also some of the people that are on the list. Go to talkers.com and see the list that's there, the stories that you and I may have talked about. Although, fundamentally, I don't do a lot of these because I find that the politics that gets involved in some of these discussions just doesn't go anywhere. And it's nice for us to be able to have conversation that goes someplace, to come up with conclusions. Or if it's a problem that we want to discuss, a solution to a problem. For example, if I were right to number one, the presidential race, the solution to the problem of what's going on in our country may not be there. Although many people, and I guess I would agree with them to a point, feel that under the circumstances, Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders offer more choices in that department than does Hillary Clinton or whoever else may be floating around that would be vice presidential material. We'll talk about that later on. What's going on with Facebook and those the claims that they have people there who are not conservatives, don't like conservatives. I usually refer to conservatives, the news media calls them conservatives. I don't. I call them right-wingers because they really aren't conservative, because really the nature of conservation is to save things. And there's too much negativity associated with a lot of the things that come out of the mouths of conservatives, so-called conservatives. I like to remember a phone call that I got on the air one day. A lady was making a point about something, and she said, "Well, of course we're conservatives." And I said, why do you say of course?" "Well, because anybody who has any sense is conservative." And I probed into it a little bit deeper with her, and I said, "What common sense is one thing that would lead us to conserve some of the things. Atmospheric conservation is one thing. Money, fiscal conservancy is another thing." And then she went off on this tangent about how important it was for us to have values and all of that. And I suggested to her that perhaps the biggest problem we had in the country didn't have to do with values. It had to do with how money is being spent or not spent or wasted or whatever. And so it was a conversation that was very telling. And I've probably had hundreds, if not thousands, of those over the years. It's just interesting to pull out of people's minds. And I find that people who are right of center have not so much of a sense of humor about things that are political. Like, I think you have to have a sense of humor about Bill Clinton, don't you think? And, I mean, get right down to the brass tacks of it all. for example, Clinton says all politicians ought to be Baptists. Clinton was speaking at a rally in Owensboro, Kentucky, speaking fondly of his days working in the Senate with the late Wendell Ford. He even attended Ford's funeral in 2015.
"He knew that America would be in trouble if more than half of the people in Congress got up every morning, looked in the mirror, and said, 'Oh, goody, now I can go out and spend one Wilberforce was like that. He was, I think, a Baptist. And all volunteers need to be Baptist because we need so many second chances. We need to be in churches. We need to have that conversion.
I'd like to thank the person sitting in the last row of the Baptist Church for recording that for us. But it's yesterday or the day before, I think I went back to what Obama said in the campaign 8 years ago. He didn't know who he was running against. And I think Trump will probably have some fun with that to a point, and everybody else does, because Bill Clinton runs sort of hand in hand with his wife. Not literally, but you know what I'm saying. So it's to recognize what the real world is all about in this year in America. The real world is about change. Do you agree? Email the Doug at DougStephan.com, Twitter at Good Day, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Instagram.com/Good Day Show. 13 past the hour here.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, IVC Advocates with principal office in Temecula, California, is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, this is an important announcement for anyone who had surgery to implant a blood clot device. If you or a loved one had a surgery in the past 10 years and your doctor used an IVC filter to trap blood clots, call 800-689-0335 now. These devices can be life-threatening and you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. The FDA is evaluating adverse events caused by these blood clot devices, which can lead to complications and serious injury. Call 800-689-0335 right now. These devices could break and lead to serious injury. Call now as time is limited. Call 800-689-0335. If you or a loved one has one of these dangerous blood clot devices, as you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-689-0335. That's 800-689-0335. 800-689-0335.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're 2 for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
Hello, I'm Army veteran Lorelaw Millett.
And I'm Brandon Millett. And we're the co-founders of the GI Film Fest, coming back to D.C. May 21st through the 29th.
JIFF has become one of the city's premier events, featuring great movies, Hollywood stars, red carpets, after parties, and more.
This year, we're featuring 77 movies, a concert with Gary Sinise and his Lieutenant Dan band, actor Val Kilmer in Top Gun, and oh yes, we've got zombies.
All this entertainment dedicated to honoring our service members and their families. Buy your tickets today at GIFilmFestival.com. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store staples.com for details.
16 past the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program, overviewing some of the things that have intrigued us all this past week. I think maybe because usually the countdown has a couple of sports-related stories in it, the stories about playoff games, what's going on in baseball, some of the other ancillary things. But I think what's going to carry the day or the weekend conversationally will be the focus on the Rio Olympics from two different perspectives. One, the change in leadership in that country. The president was impeached, basically thrown out and replaced by her vice president. And some of the focus on that is because she apparently has mishandled a number of things, including the way they're dealing with the Zika virus and how that plays into the Olympics being conducted in Brazil this summer. There are health experts who are calling for the Olympics to be postponed, in fact, or canceled, or maybe moved, because the Zika virus could start a full-blown global health disaster. The virus has been proven to have a range of disturbing birth defects. I think we pretty much all know that. It's also, though, been connected to a serious nervous system issue in some adults, and I didn't know that until this week. I don't know if you knew that or not. Brazil is the country that has been affected the worst by this, and because there will be at least 500,000 visitors in August for the 2016 Summer Olympics, there is now conversation, again, cancel it, move it, put it off. What should be done? The experts claim the Zika problem will improve over the next 3 months. They're dealing with mosquitoes, figuring out how to kill them, that sort of thing. And so, turning to something that's pretty important as far as participation is concerned, Hope Solo, goalkeeper for the U.S. women's soccer team, was being interviewed. She said she's concerned about Zika, but she's decided to, quote, unquote, begrudgingly participate in this year's Summer Olympics.
I strongly believe that no athlete should be put into this position to decide between your Olympic dreams and your own health. And so, begrudgingly, I think is a good way to put it. I'm very excited for the Olympics. It's never been done where we won the World Cup and then backed it with an Olympic championship. So, you know, I'm always a competitor first, and I want to set a new standard. I want to break records, and it's never been done. So, of course, I want to go to the Olympics. I want to win the Olympic gold. But at the same time, I am very worried about my health, and I'm worried about all the fans that are coming, my friends and family members who are coming. And it's something to be aware of, and I'm going to take every precaution necessary. I'm not even sure I'm going to be leaving the hotel room outside of practice.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what say you? In fact, you had plans to go down there. I don't know anybody who has any plans. Kara, do you know anybody who has plans to go to the Olympics? Any of your friends? Anybody you work with? Anybody?
No, I don't. And I feel like if you don't have, you know, a relative who's playing, or you don't have a good reason to go, then there's not really any point. Well, you can watch it on the TV, and that seems, you're going to get a better view on the TV than in the stands.
It's like going to most your football game. You sit in the nosebleed section, you don't see anything. Or baseball games, too, as far as that's concerned.
You know, I really didn't think it was that. For a long time, we talked and didn't really think it was a big issue. And my sister went to Brazil with her fiancé in February. And when this was kind of all just coming out, and she came back and she was fine, and there weren't any issues. And I kind of continued to think, oh, this isn't a big deal. But the longer it goes on and the more things that come out, the worse it seems.
Yeah. Another item that has developed this past week, focusing on athletes and Olympics, a lot of Russian athletes who competed back a couple of years ago in the Winter Olympics, including 15 medal winners, part of a state-run doping program. Story in the New York Times today with a report that has revelations. This is an independent agency, the World, that's called WADA. WADA, the World Anti-Doping Agency, they were commissioned to check out the Russians. And now these revelations suggest to a lot of people that the Russians ought to, I guess, in part, be banned from the Olympics, but take away, one person I saw interviewed said, let's take away all of their winnings. But doping is part of the scheme, unfortunately, for a lot of competitors. So the sports action number 8 on the countdown this week has to do with Brazil and the Olympics. 21 after.
Are Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Those of you who are big fans of pop music, you'll be happy to know we have the top five songs for this week, 1985. And I asked the members of my crack staff here, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Garrison, Sheldon, who was born in 1985, and they all said, we don't know. For some reason or other, I was. And then they said, oh, this is the year you wanted. Really? All right. So, number five position is Pat Benatar, friend of my late love, Charlotte Ann Steffen.
Yeah, she loved your doggy,
she
right?
She loved that little dog.
I love Pat Benatar.
She took a ride. We were riding from, she's from Boston, and she was coming from L.A. on a trip with me, and I had Charlotte. We were coming home, I don't know, it was maybe 3 years ago in April. And Charlotte was sitting in the seat with me, but she was curious as to what was, you know, she saw the people on the seat behind me, and they were eating something. And Charlotte was always very interested in what people were eating. So she stuck her nose. Just imagine, visualize, you're sitting, there's two seats, and there's a hole between the seats. So Charlotte stuck her nose back there to see what was going on. And Pat Benatar, I didn't know it was Pat Benatar at the time, said, oh, can I have your puppy in my lap? So Charlotte was happy to jump in the back seat and spend about an hour and a half sitting in her lap. So I have never forgotten it. Yeah, it is a cute story, but apparently she has a number of dogs. But man, is this, she has talent.
She is hype.
Yep. And she's a little thing. My skinny little thing. But, you know,
and
I always wonder.
She sounds good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She really does. She hasn't lost her voice.
Okay, so this is 1985. This week in 85, number five, Pat Benatar. Sitting in Pat Benatar, We Belong. Number four belongs to the new edition, Cool It Now. My God, I haven't heard this for ages.
You know who was the new edition?
Was it Marky's in it? No, that was... Who was Marky Mark and Donnie?
No, that was in the 90s. That was New Kids on the Block and Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. No, Bobby Brown was in New Edition.
Oh, really?
This sounds like little children singing.
That sounds like
it. They were young children, by the way.
Yeah. Right, it's exactly what it sounded like.
Wow.
Okay. So that's number four song this week in 1985. Number three, great remake of the Phil Phillips song from the 50s, The Honey Drippers. All right, who is the lead singer? Come on, somebody's going to tell me.
Robert Plant. I love The Honey Drippers.
Yeah, Honey Drippers and Sea of Love. Crank it up, Kara. This was a grab it out of your butt session. These guys were all doing something else in the studio, and they all said, okay, let's have some fun and do an old song. So that's what they did. They played for an hour, and they all loved this old song, and this is what came out of it. They never expected anything would happen. The song became a number one song. That's how the story came about. Duran Duran, number two, the Wild Boys. Very typical Duran Duran stuff.
Yep, sounds just like what they always
do. Like they always sound. Yep. Number one this week, 1985, Madonna, Caccione.
Love it.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. She sounds so young.
Yeah.
She was young. Yeah.
Like a virgin. How do I sound?
Not young. Like Madonna, but different.
Yeah.
A little different.
Where are we? 28 after. This is a good day. Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for My Pillow. This is a different story now. My Pillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. My Pillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented My Pillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. My Pillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS. DS.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Best friends, besties are we, 34 after. I've got Steph with my friend Kara Schillen, working through some of the items this past week that have been big in news talk conversational circles. You can imagine the list of the top 10 includes the presidential race, what's going on in health care in the country, what's happening in the Middle East, the Facebook anti-conservative allegations, that whole thing there. What do you make of that, Kara? You are on Facebook. Most of us are on Facebook. I'm looking at some of the things that have been said by people. It seems clear to me, anyway, that there is a bias at Facebook. And it's clearly something that now they're trying to run away from. But the other side of it is, why would you expect or think it was improper? This is a privately owned, well, no, it isn't. It's publicly owned. But it's controlled by a fella named Mark Zuckerberg, and he has political ideas, and so he wants people to know what they are. But is it going too far? Is it cheating? Is it weighing the scales not fair equal? He has all the bully pulpit. He has the tool in his hand to fiddle with this stuff, and so apparently he has. Do you have any friends that are on Facebook that have taken up the cause here, that have been upset by this. I'm trying to go in through my circle on my Facebook.
I haven't seen anybody upset about it on Facebook, and I was a little confused when this first came out because I've never had a shortage of articles from both sides of the aisle on my Facebook, and I think it's because the articles I read are generally what my friends are posting and talking about, because I feel like I can trust that more. Because I know who these people are, I know what their credibility is, I know when I can kind of shake my head and say, okay, this person's super biased, that's why they're posting that, or like,
right.
But I almost never get my news straight from the trending, or if I do, I look at it, I see a topic, and then I look it up on Google, that way I can see all the articles that come up about it. So I think the main point here is don't get your news from Facebook. Especially if you're upset about this.
But yet, that's not the way it's going. It appears that a lot of people, so many people are getting the news out of Facebook. They're starting a morning radio program of sorts. Not really a program, but they're going to have a lot of offerings in the morning. And this would be something that would be 24 hours, because morning is obviously at different times in different places where you are in the world. But they're going to have content that's similar to the sorts of things that we talk about here in the Good Day program. And that are part of any good, general, full-service morning radio program. Traffic and weather and important stories. And they'll even be able to get local news because a lot of people, I have plenty of Facebook friends that are in my neighborhood, in my town, in my area, in my state. Don't you? And if they have, see, the thing will be that the question will come up on reliability. Why would you believe something that someone just posted? After all, those people are not journalists. Well, so what? They're observers. If there was a court trial, people would be brought in. There's an accident. 10 different people see 10 different things. They brought in to testify in a court case. One person suing another involved in the accident. And what do you get? You have then to judge. The peers have to judge whether what you're saying is true, accurate, that sort of thing. So, is that what's going to have his
well,
face?
Well, I feel like that's our job. Maybe we're kind of the judges.
Everybody's
in the
job.
Situation.
Yeah.
To look at it and decide if it's fair and accurate. And if you don't like it, then don't use it. And I know that's a simple way of putting it. People are going to get their news from it. But I kind of wonder what Facebook's responsibility to us is to be fair and honest. I mean, they're not...
Why do they have any responsibility? Why do they have a responsibility at all?
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that,
you
know, you can be angry about this and you can want them to be totally fair and honest and unbiased, but is that the point of Facebook? Is that what their job is? Did they ever say that they were going to do that?
Facebook's job is to make money for the stockholders. Bingo. That's it. That's all. Now, maybe there'll be ancillary things that happen along the line, along the way. Things like this happen, they come up, and people talk about it. The old expression, I don't care what you say about me as long as I spell my name right, it's just more attention being given to Facebook in a time when some people think that social media is turning away from Facebook. They aren't as important anymore as Twitter is, as Tumblr is, as Instagram is. And that may be... Facebook tends to skew older now. People who use Facebook are people who are older and they're comfortable with it. I don't say that everybody on Facebook is older, but if you look at the demographics of those who are using Facebook versus those who are using Twitter, let's say, you would see a radical difference in the ages. So whether there's a bias or isn't, grow up. Of course there's a bias. This is the same. How is it different than Fox or MSNBC or any newspaper that editorializes in the pages of the news? New York Times certainly does. You can tell where they come from. The Boston Globe, the Washington Post, Chicago Trib to a lesser extent, the LA Times to a lesser extent. But you sure as heck know where the Post is coming from, the New York Times and the Boston Globe, for heaven's sakes. And people still buy those papers and read them. And they still like what they read. Or... And plenty of papers that are on the biases on the other side. And because I'm from Boston, I know that the Herald, which is a tabloid, is much more to the right than the Globe is. The Globe tends to lean in their coverage to the left. And that's part of the people who work there know that and acknowledge it. So how is it any different at Facebook? It's just a different tool that you need to have a brain as you use it. You have to have, you don't have to if you don't want to, but I would think that people who, it was like We used to talk about the Daily Show being the way people that were my son's age got their news. That's my son would watch the Daily Show every night religiously before he went to bed and feel like he was pretty well informed about most of the major issues of the day, even though he, as what he does for a living, requires him, or certainly the suggestion would be, because he's a writer, that he would want to know what's going on in the world, and he's very curious, and he does read a lot, and so, okay. But he feels like what he gets out of the Daily Show, or used to get, he didn't watch it anymore, because the guy's useless, it's on it now, but when they used to have good stuff when Jon Stewart was on, there was plenty of information there that you could carry away from the conversation. So I don't see, it's a conversation that is being had because most of the news talk radio stations and programs and hosts are right of center. And that's why we're having the conversation. And perhaps that's the reason we're having this next conversation. Number five on the countdown this week has to do with the gender laws. Continuing conversation about, you know, the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender issues that come about as a result, mostly because of North Carolina and what's happening there as to who goes into what bathroom. It's interesting to note that Caitlyn Jenner went into the Trump building in New York to go to the bathroom. A representative for Caitlyn Jenner was busy shooting down a report this week claiming that Ms. Jenner has considered moving her sexuality back to the masculine side. Aha! Transitioning back to manhood. The spokesperson said, quote, "This is not worth commenting. This is idiotic." Of course it's not true. The denial came a couple of hours after a gossip columnist published a story in which the author, who wrote a tell-all book on the Kardashians last year, remember the connection between Jenner and Kardashian, alleged that a lot of sources told him Jenner has been miserable in the aftermath of the transition. The author is Ian Halperin. He said, quote, "One source confirmed to me Caitlyn has made whispers of having sex change regret, hinting that she might be interested in going back to being Bruce Jenner." And there's probably about as much chance of her becoming Bruce Jenner as there is of him, of her, him. See, there I am, becoming Bruce Wayne, for God's sakes. 43 past the hour on Good Day.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
In 1 minute, we can help make your life a little better. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Life is full of problems. Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith hopes you'll focus on a problem you're eager to solve.
I don't tell you who you want to be. The goal is to help you become the person you want to be. Our mission in life is to make a positive difference, not to prove how smart we are. So you have to ask yourself, am I going to make a positive difference? If you are, go for it. And if you're not, why are you dealing with it? Most of our lives are wasted on things where we're not going to make a difference anyway. Put your energy into something you can do something about, not something you cannot do something about.
Maureen's no dummy, and neither are her guests on Doing What Works. It's her goal to find people who are energetic, fun, and who know how to provide answers to life's problem areas. We're glad you could join us today. We have more of Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq. After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried one-hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1219.
800-600-1219.
When you pick up an Evercraft 26-piece screwdriver set for $19.99 at Napa, you're not just getting 26 beautiful chrome-plated instruments. You're getting something that shows the world if there's a problem, you've got 26 ways to tackle it. That's $19.99 for a 26-piece screwdriver set and 26 ways to show you're the man for any job that requires screwdrivers. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 5/31/16.
The sweet sound of a squeaky clean engine. It's like music to my ears. Oh, and that's a dirty engine. It's what happens when you use ordinary fuels that leave behind dirty deposits. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, much better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate. Our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
Now, we have 47 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The list of things that are big this week, stories from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and many things that are, considered great fodder. The political side, I'm looking at the list of people who are on. There's two lists that are published by Talkers. One, the stories that were big during the week, and then the other one is a list of the people. There's no surprise here, I don't think. Donald Trump, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Paul Ryan, Bernie Sanders, Ben Rhodes, Vladimir Putin, Bashar al-Assad from Syria, that bunch. And then there's George Clooney, whose birthday was this week. His wife, Amal, gifted George a new lawnmower. George Clooney turned 55 this week after joking that he celebrated his birthday with crying and drinking. He explained, quote, "We have a beautiful front lawn at our house in England, and I used to mow lawns when I was a kid. So she bought me this riding lawnmower, and I'm very excited about putting it to work when I'm home." Can you see George Clooney out mowing his lawn? They live in a little county. The county is Surrey, and a little town is called Sonning in England. I know because my friend Uri Geller lives next door to them. At least has a house. He's kind of moved out of there. But this is a beautiful area, rolling lawns. I can just see the guy out there mowing his lawns. Speaking of George Clooney, Mr. Clooney seems to have a beef and was happy to talk about it this week, talking at the Cannes Film Festival. It wasn't really a press conference, but there were a lot of press around promoting this new movie that I think is out today, if I'm not mistaken. Isn't it Money Monster out today? He's starring in it with Julia Roberts. Looks like a pretty good story, actually. He said that he wishes the media, the news media, would focus more on real news instead of celebrity and gossip about him.
You know, we've had a very interesting year or so with news in general abdicating its duty to follow up and ask real second and third questions of people. You know, you can turn on CNN right now, and I remember watching it on a given Thursday, and it would just be an empty podium saying, "Waiting for Donald Trump," you know, and you go, well, how about that 30 seconds right there? We talk about refugees, which is actually the biggest story of our century right now, which is 6 million refugees, and it's a disaster, or a famine that's about to hit South Sudan. I think that would be nice. See you again.
George Clooney on Good Day, 50 past the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Good Day program, Tech Talk time, where in this next few minutes you will learn all kinds of things that you never knew you needed to learn. Victoria and I going through, first of all, the inquiry into Facebook's news curation. Wow, this sounds like a big deal. Actually, we had a lot of comments on social media regarding this, Victoria. Facebook is blocking, supposedly, or at least the word is, they're blocking conservative sites. The Senate is demanding answers from Facebook. The staff member who got fired told Gizmodo that conservative sites are being blacklisted. They claim they are ordered to inject stories no matter how popular. Facebook says, no, that's not the case. 167 million people have used the site, promoted articles that are conservative in nature. So do you want to know what some of the reaction is? Facebook.com/good day, Twitter good day. Gordon writes, why not? Mainstream media is guilty of the same thing. Americans are screwed. Daniel writes, ever wonder why the only articles that show up in the trending feed are anti-Trump? Ever wonder why unimportant topics about the left trend when they're hardly noteworthy? Is that the case? What's trending on Twitter right now, if you have it handy by, Victoria?
Yep. Right now, typical Wednesday wisdom, hump day, crazy Bernie, that's trending.
Yeah.
Queen Elizabeth II, I don't know why she's trending, let's see.
She's running for president. All right, so
she says apparently Chinese officials were rude to her.
No. Good God. He's going to declare war on them.
Oh, yeah.
Here's James who writes, the real irony in this is it's a teapot tempest. Most people probably don't even frequent the trending section.
That's how I feel. That's how I feel. I agree with that person. But you were saying yesterday a lot of people get their news from what's trending on Facebook.
Yes,
so.
I find that to be the case in the circle of friends that I have. Of course, that's only three people, so maybe it's not really reliable.
Do the cows all use Facebook for news?
They do. They're looking for new. They're looking for new moves, not new news. Gizmodo video says that. I would say that Facebook avoids any news about itself being able to trend. Same video trends on Facebook, defeating its own statement. I'm not sure what that means. Neil writes, I didn't think anybody actually took all this Facebook stuff seriously. That's interesting in and of itself. All right. So you got anything else? Is there anything? Did I miss anything on that?
No, except now I guess the Senate is involved, so that's good. Now we'll definitely get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, of course.
Awesome at that.
The Dalai Lama has a new website. We'll talk about that in a moment here on Good Day.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future missus. Hashtag get hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, the Dalai Lama, say it again, Doug. The Dalai Lama trying to demystify emotion with his new website. You are looking at it, Victoria. You say it's very calming, cool.
I love this website. I feel so zen just looking at it. It's really wonderful.
It's called the Atlas of Emotions. Collaborates between the Dalai Lama and Paul Ekman, who is a psychologist, designed to help people more fully understand the complex workings of their emotions and how this informs their behavior. I think this is superb. People need to understand their emotions, and it's such a process. It's a lifelong process. The site doesn't tell you how to deal with your emotions. It promotes finding awareness, being aware of your emotion, which would empower you to change what you're doing, don't you think?
I mean, yeah.
What are you most emotional about? Kara, what are you most emotional about? What quickly comes into your mind when you think of emotion?
Any type of animal abuse, I get so... Okay. I have all the emotions about that.
Yeah. What about you, Kara?
This is more serious, but like sexual assault things make me really, really angry and emotional.
Yeah.
The continents of emotions described in this website, disgust, fear, sadness, enjoyment, and anger, can be broken down into their simplest parts. And even if you struggle to break them down fully or figure out why you're furious about something, this is a very therapeutic way for you to understand it. And it has nothing to do with bipolarism, which is another whole thing about anger. But it's very nice, the Dalai Lama's new website. Yeah.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.